So, welcome to the podcast. This week I will be discussing modern cartoons and my least favourite and favourite ones. If you happen to stumble upon this podcast and have an opinion about your favourite and least favourite cartoons, you can comment, we can discuss, and I'll tell you how wrong you are. So, without further ado, let's get started with my top six least favourite cartoons. At the bottom of my list, we have Ben 10, the newest reboot. Now, this is at the bottom because all it is disappointing. The only harm it does is to younger generations who wouldn't have seen the original Ben 10, because it's sort of an insult to the original. The redesigns of the aliens are not for me. They're not very good. Like, Upgrade's redesign is awful. I don't know why it's purple, because the reason why Upgrade was so cool to me was because he was the same colour as the Omnitrix. It skips Ben 10's origin story, which is sort of crucial, and it's just bad. It just seems like it's a way to get merchandise money. You know, the storylines are also babyish. Like, it's just gross. It's not very good. Die Hard Ben 10 fans, sure, give it a shot, but I think you'll be severely disappointed. Next, we have Uncle Grandpa. This cartoon is stupid and inconsistent. I know that's the point, but that's why I don't like it. It's also very self-aware in a bad way, and it just isn't for me. It doesn't help that the main character is an annoying prick who's kind of creepy either, and stupid for no reason. Some of the moles are shaky, and the characters aren't really interesting, despite the visuals being really cool at times. Yeah. I mean, some people like it, and that's fine. I don't have anything against them, but I just don't really like it. It's just awful. It's just stupid. It's just like stereotypical cartoons. It's what cartoons shouldn't be, but it's what like people think they are, if that makes sense. Yeah. That's what it's about. At number four, we have Marvel's Spider-Man 2017. Now, I'm sure you've heard everything about this cartoon, so I'll keep it simple. I think it's got a gross animation style, and the whole show isn't really original, as it doesn't really do anything different with the characters, and it just seems lazy and off the normal Disney XD quality. It's just subpar, and it's very meh. It's, you know, it's not really Spider-Man. It's just bad. You know, don't watch it. Don't waste your time. It's not good. It's choppy. Not good. It's not nice to look at. And you need that in a cartoon. You need that. Even if the story is bad, if it's nice to look at, then that really helps. Now, Cartoon Network have been doing a lot of reboots lately, and the Powerpuff Girls definitely falls into the category of not very good ones. The people in charge focus way too much on being trendy with outdated memes rather than actually creating good content. And the addition of Bliss was just a pathetic grab for money. It's just awful. The only saving grace is its theme song at the start, which isn't really worth watching the whole cartoon or watching any episode just to hear. I've also heard rumours of incest, which is very bad news. Stay away from that. It's just bad. Bad, bad, bad. Ooh, getting close to the top pick now with Teen Titans Go. This is a big, big problem. When I first heard that Teen Titans were coming back, I was ecstatic. I thought, yes, I have been waiting for this for ages. But then we got a cartoon that has no respect for its predecessor, reduces the characters down to virtually the same person with just minor differences, and just basically gives the middle finger to anyone who watched and cared about the original. Whilst there are some funny throwbacks, and I can look past the drastic art style change, Teen Titans Go will never compare to the original, which I highly recommend. By the way, it's just a shame because younger generations won't know the greatness of Teen Titans because they'll only have Teen Titans Go to watch. It's just damaging. Just really damaging. I know it's just like, oh, it's just a cartoon. You can't compare it to be, you know, yeah. But honestly, it's just a shame. It's a crying shame and it's awful. And it could have been great, but it's not. Simple as that. So now, brace yourself for my top pick. My least favourite modern cartoon is... Family Guy. This is because I don't like abuse, sexism or racism that Family Guy exploits in the name of comedy. I don't see why it's still so popular. They think they can get away with everything, and I also hate Peter Griffin because he's an idiot with no concern for others. And that's not the values that I support, and it's not what I like about a character in a cartoon. It's just awful comedy, doesn't make sense sometimes, and they expect to be able to do everything that they can do, but, you know, sometimes they go too far, but everyone's okay with it because it's Family Guy, and that's not okay. It's awful, really, and it's kind of scary. Just bad. So, I'll let myself get berated and shouted at in comments if I ever do get any viewers and listeners. But that's my opinion. So you can shove it up your ass if you don't agree with me, because I feel very strongly about this. And I'm not going to take shit from anyone, basically. So, with all those out of the way, now let's move on to my top favourite cartoons of this modern day. Something slightly more positive, I'm sure, which will be very nice and refreshing. And give me a chance to cool off. So, let's get on to it. Steven Universe. I love this show. It has some rocky parts, which is why it's number 6, but the reason why I love it so much is because it's obvious how much they care about their characters. It has some deep and meaningful themes and great lore and world building. It's really feel-good and great to binge-watch. Like, there's so much thought goes into the designs and backgrounds. And art is really cool. And it's just so good. I love it. You should watch it. Please. You should watch it. It's, like, really good. Yeah. Go. Anyway, let's move on. BoJack Horseman. BoJack Horseman is an adult cartoon that focuses on the depressing life of a washed-up Hollywood horse, BoJack Horseman, star of Horsin' Around. The details in this show are amazing, and I'm always looking for things to notice. I can't really put into words the greatness of this show. But so you're just gonna have to watch it. You know, you're just gonna have to watch it. It's just like got anthropomorphism. It's about, you know, BoJack Horseman's literally a horseman, which is amazing. It's great. And it's got drama, it's got passion, it's really good. And who doesn't want to watch a cartoon about a depressed horse? I do. So why don't you, you know, go watch it? It's available on Netflix, but I'm sure you can find it on websites like Dailymotion or something. I highly recommend it. You should go watch. It's good. Good content. Very good. And it's LGBT friendly, which is a plus. So, that's that. Short and sweet. That's what I've got to say for that one. Very good. Okay. I'm repeating myself a lot, but you know, I can't really say much more about it. At number four, we have Young Justice. It's okay. You don't have to say it. I know we're all waiting for season three of Young Justice. If you don't know what I'm talking about, get on it, because I cried after what happened to You Know Who. The show's take on iconic comic characters makes for compelling storylines and interactions. It is a must watch for any DC or general superhero fan. Heck, you don't even need to have known or watched the Justice League cartoon to get into this one, as the pilot episode has a decent setup and it works. Just clicks with you on an incredible level, and it is definitely something you should watch. Like I said, it's a must. It's so good. The visuals are amazing as well. The way it just, the voice acting is awesome. It just, I can't fault it. I cannot fault it at all. Like, if you can think of something that's wrong with it, I can't. I cannot. You know? It's just amazing. Anyway, that's that. Next, OKKO, Let's Be Heroes. Now, this is a show that is full of fun and good times. It has fun with its concepts and lore, which is just one of the many good things about this series. The animation gives off a comic book vibe, which is very fitting for what the show is about, and all of the characters are different, interesting and likeable, which is very important when creating a cartoon. You can tell that they're not interested in creating merchandise because all the characters are different. They have different body types, they look different, are different species, and it's very cool and interesting to look at. It's lovely. I love discovering new characters in this show, and every time I see someone in the background, I'm like, oh, who's that? Who's that? What's their story? It's so nice, and again, great to binge watch. Coming in hot, very near to our top pick, we have The Amazing World of Gumball. AWOG is greatly underrated. It deals with mature themes extremely well and knows how to write relationships in a way that doesn't seem forced. Another thing that isn't forced is the different animation style it uses to make every character look different. It just has a nice authenticity to it and is a great cartoon to binge watch. Again, I know I keep saying that, but it's true. The Amazing World of Gumball is unique, it's individual, and it really focuses on the characters and how they interact with each other. The weird antics that Gumball and Darwin get up to are always entertaining to watch. And Ais is always also a really great character. She's my favourite, probably. I mean, she's amazing. And it's just so good. More people need to watch it. More people need to appreciate it. You know, I'm preaching here. Preaching. But it is, it's just amazing. Like I said, they're not afraid to diverge in animation. There's a couple of episodes where they have guest animators on even, which is always fun to see. Like, more cartoons should do that, because I think it's really important to interact with other artists and make sure that they're included in the process, because art is about collaboration. It's about people coming together, and that's exactly what Gumball represents, which it makes it amazing and really worth a watch. now, before we move on to our top pick, we have some honourable mentions. First up, Regular Show. Now, Regular Show was something that I really wanted to include on the list, but since it's only a top six, they have to be in honourable mentions. Regular Show is off the wall and kind of crazy, but it's really cool. It's like 80s vibe, centred around a blue jay and a raccoon. They're best friends and it's just really weird and cool. I love it. And the comedy's good as well. Next, Rick and Morty. Now, the reason why this cartoon is in honourable mentions and not on the list is because of the fan base. Many people who like Rick and Morty have to deal with the incredibly bad fan base that it's got. The fan base has got a bad reputation because sometimes you come across a Rick and Morty fan who's self-righteous. They think just because they watch Rick and Morty, they're smarter than you, or some shit like that. And that's not all the fans. I'm not like that. But, you know, that's what puts people off the cartoon, and that shouldn't. It's a really cool cartoon, and it's not what people big it up, you know. It's interesting, and it's funny, and good. There are some smart moments, but it's not actually that smart. So, well, it is smart. In terms of its storylines and that, it's not really, you know, like people are making it out to be, so you should watch it. Well, you don't have to watch it if you don't want to, of course. Another one, Gravity Falls. It's full of mystery, you know, the characters are great. The villain's good, and you need a good villain. Good villains are great. They're just so good. It's good to have a good villain. Another one, Wee Bear Bears. It's just a nice little cartoon to watch. You know, it's not like serious. It's not got an overarching plot. It's just a little nice filler thing, if you will. It's nice to fill some spare time if you want. And it's just nice to watch just in general. And the last honourable mention is Over the Garden Wall. If you like Gravity Falls, you'll like Over the Garden Wall because it's all mysterious, it's sort of creepy, weird. It's really cool. Anyway, those are the honourable mentions. So, brace yourself. Here is my top pick of modern cartoons. My favourite modern cartoon is... My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic. Now, I'm sure if you haven't been living under a rock for the past, years, then you'll know about My Little Pony's adult fan base. Whilst I don't consider myself as a Brony or Pegasister, I am an adult-ish fan of My Little Pony. I like to separate myself from Bronies and Pegasisters because there are some dodgy ones out there. But My Little Pony is amazing. It has lore. It's not just a cartoon. It has comics as well that contribute amazing stories to the overall, story of My Little Pony. And it's just come so far. This is why I like it. I like My Little Pony because of what it represents and because it's come so far. The stories are so much braver and the animation is so much better than it has been. And there's also a lot of great characters and great villains. There is also a large part of the community who are genuine good people and have great art and skill and just wow. My Little Pony has changed so many people's lives and It's a feel-good show with good morals and themes. And yes, there are some parts where it's just like, oh, we want to sell merchandise, so let's make this character. But that's not the main part of it. And I think it's aware of its older fans, because sometimes the fan service is really good. And you want good fan service in a cartoon. You really do. It's something that you look for and you look forward to. And there's loads of shipping potential for shipping fans, loads of shipping potential. And loads of MLP fans do next gens, which is always fun to look at. And it's just great. Like, if you can look past the fact that it's a show for little girls, then it is definitely worth a watch. If you can look past your pride, you can swallow your pride and watch a show for little girls, then watch it, because you will not regret it. So there you go. Those are my favourite and least favourite cartoons of the modern day. I would love to hear your opinions if you are by any chance listening. And this is my first time doing a podcast, so I'm sorry if my talking's a bit off. Yeah, just, we can discuss if you want. If you don't want to, that's fine too. Love to hear your comments and thoughts. And see you next week, maybe. I don't know, see how I feel. And goodbye.